Welcome to This American Life podcast. I'm Elizabeth Kelly.
And I'm JJ Williams. On this episode, we will dive into the history of the Indian Removal Act of 1830.
We will inspect major events of the past and assess where we stand in America today.
Getting into our first question, what happened? The Indian Removal Act was signed by President Andrew Jackson in May of 1830. The act's purpose was to exchange Native American tribal land east of the Mississippi for land west of the Mississippi. White settlers envied this land and wanted it for their own gain, hoping to take over the rich agricultural society that the Native Americans had established years before. After being kicked off their land, the five tribes, Creeks, Choctaws, Chickasaws, Cherokees, and Seminoles, were forced to travel to new lands in the west, which had been acquired by the U.S. in the Louisiana Purchase. This land was designated for them to build a new society. The event was named the Trail of Tears, as there were many hardships, including starvation, dehydration, fatigue, and ultimately death through this migration.
Now that we understand the basics of the situation, let's zoom out to look at the larger view of contextual forces surrounding this event. Racial tensions between non-natives and natives were present since the first arrival of white settlers. They would use derogatory language to describe the natives, such as savages, uncivilized, and dangerous. Political tensions were rising as well. The signing of the act removed political power for the Native Americans. The technical term that they claimed the original land gave the U.S. government the ability to seize the land, as they did not own it. The act also stated that Native Americans did not own the new land that they were given, but that they could stay on it. Although some tribes did consider themselves Christian, like the Cherokee, most believed in animistic values. However, President Jackson preferred Christianity. Jackson's speech to Congress presented that removal would allow the tribes to, as he said, pursue happiness in their own way and under their own rude institutions, and allow the tribes to develop an interesting, civilized, and Christian community. These truths dig deep into our values as Americans. What did this event reveal about our beliefs, for better or for worse?
From the very beginning, white Europeans, later Americans, struggled to get along with Native Americans who had already been settled in North America. The selfishness of the settlers in pushing out the natives is shown from the very beginning and throughout this event. When Andrew Jackson took presidency, citizens in Georgia complained about the presence of the Creek Nation and the Cherokee Nation and the land that they resided on. This showed a belief held by many white people at the time that the Native Americans were inferior and should, and were, be pushed out of the land. They wanted the land so it could be lived on and used for agriculture by the whites. But the land given to the natives was still legally owned by the government, meaning that they could push them out again at any given time. These events showed the assumed superiority of the white people in America. The government believed they had the right to kick the natives out of their homeland that they had lived on for years.
Along with changing values and beliefs, life for both natives and white settlers began to change as well. How did our American life change as a result of this movement?
The process of the Indian Removal Act drastically decreased the population of the five tribes that were established far before the white settlers had arrived. As their morals and values changed, so did the morals and values of the white population in America. The culture of the natives was lost in the transition of the country. The true colors of the country were shown when some natives of the Choctaws and Creeks attempted to assimilate and become citizens of both Alabama and Mississippi. These attempts to assimilate were met only with more discrimination and isolation from the whites in the community. With life changed by this event, how does this story fit into our larger story as Americans?
Native Americans have faced genocide, dislocation, physical and mental abuse for hundreds of years. Due to the years of struggles in Native history, their life today is filled with high rates of violence, assault, and abuse. The Indian Removal Act was only the beginning of Indian removal from their ancestral lands. There are 6.7 million Native Americans living in the U.S. today, and only 22% live on reservations. Natives today deal with the struggles of discovering and understanding their traditions and culture without societal influences. Historical trauma has been passed down throughout generations of tribes. Today, this results in addiction, mental illnesses, sexual abuse, and alcoholism within Native communities. Having been stripped of their culture and identity, when generations returned to their tribes, the same patterns of abuse, loss of tradition, and identity repeat itself. Many non-Natives hold a sense of ignorance to Native suffering today. This grows from forgetfulness of history and real events that real people went through. It is important to stay educated and remember history in order to create a better future. Native Hope is an organization working to dismantle barriers that Natives face today. They believe that storytelling brings empowerment and growth necessary to move past their trauma.
Become educated on modern Native life and remember history to create a better future. Read more at nativehope.org. It is our duty to make a change in this American life.
Thank you for listening.